Unit 5. The Silver Screen. Listening. Listen to the interview with Mr. Malcolm Langland and answer the following questions. Today, on our program about the history of modern theater and film, we will interview Mr. Malcolm Langland. He is a famous actor who plays the leading part in the new Shakespeare play in London. Welcome to the studio, Mr. Langland.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
As a first question, I should like to ask you how your career in the theater started. Have you always wanted to be an actor?
No, not really. When I was a student, I hoped to become a teacher. I sometimes dream of being a film star, but I grew up in a small town in the West. People there don't have big dreams. When I was young, I looked only at what I thought was possible in our small town. We lived far away from the big cities. We didn't even have a theater. Films were shown in the school library. There wasn't a lot to do.
When you were 18 years old, you went to university in Melbourne. You studied law. Why didn't you study art?
Because my father did not want me to study art. He said that I could never find a good job as an art student. My father wanted me to study medicine or engineering. Well, I chose to study law. It was boring to me. In my free time, I joined a student club. I spent many, many evenings there. We used to sing, dance, and act on the stage.
And when did you decide to become an actor?
When I met my wife Fiona at the student club. She made me leave university and start a career with her in the theater.
You had a job in the theater before playing in your first film. How did that come about?
In the first film I acted, I was only given a small part. It was The Dream Machine. Fiona introduced me to the director. I was only a beginning actor and didn't have any experience. It was a small beginning, but it was the beginning of my career.